Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a sister that has multiple problems, and she was scheduled with my other sister because she needed a driver. But they scheduled my other sister by herself, and then they scheduled the one that has all the problems. They scheduled her by herself. So she was scheduled last week, and she had some problems, and she couldn't get there. And now I think we called, and it looked like they scheduled her second shot, but she hadn't had her first shot yet. And she has, she's paraplegic, she has COPD, and she has other multiple problems.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so you can contact your health department that scheduled her appointments and let them know that she needs a driver.
I don't know who.
Most likely it came from your health department.
Either UAB.
Okay, well, you could call. I don't know who that would have been. We can put her back on the schedule list if you'd like, but you'll need to you'll have to call the vaccine registration line. I'll be glad to provide you with that number.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. That number is 855-566-5333. Yes, ma'am. And you can also go to our website at the Alabama Department of Public Health. That website is adph.org.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow the links to the coronavirus or the COVID-19, and there's all kinds of information available there.
Okay, but can you put it back on the schedule?
You'll have to call the registration line to do that, and they'll be glad to put her back on the schedule. Oh, you're in Birmingham, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's another number, but I don't have it available, but when you call that 800, that 855 number, they'll provide you with that number.
Okay.
I hope I've been able to help you today, and I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
It's just so hard. They want to put this stuff out here, and it's so hard for people that need it. Now, she's 70 years old, 70-something years old, and she got multiple problems. It's just so hard. You know, I guess because we live in certain areas, you know, in
yes,
certain
ma'am.
Races. So we got a hard time. A lot of people in my neighborhood, in my area, have a hard time trying to get scheduled. But, you know, that's the fact. That's the way of life. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great afternoon.